This is a separate question to the release of our email. So in the US media, there's been a deliberate conflation between DNC leaks, which is what we've been publishing, and DNC hacks of the US Democratic Party, which have occurred over the last 2 years by their own admission a number of times. Okay, so that's the circumstantial evidence that some Russian was involved, or someone who wanted to make it look like a Russian was involved with these other media organizations. That's not the case for the material that we released.